Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Erevin Daf Tzadi, Erevin 90. On today's Daf Yomi on Tzadi Omed Alpha 90A, Gemara records a question that Rami Bar Chama asks. By Rami Bar Chama raises the following question in the base medrash. He says, let's say there's a person who wants to carry something, Shtei Amos Begag, Shtei Amos Ba'amod. He wants to take something, two Amos from a rooftop, and then carry it to two Amos that was near it in the public domain, but it was on a pillar. And the pillar is going to be considered to be a private domain. So, Mahu, what's the law under this case? Do we say that the roof and the pillar are going to be viewed as though they were one reshus, one domain, and therefore a person can carry from one to the other, just like a person is allowed to carry four amos on the roof itself? Or do we say that they're viewed like two different reshuyos? They're two different domains, and therefore you're going to be prohibited to carry, just like the Chachamim say, you're now at a carry two amos on one roof and two amos on another roof. So when Rabbah heard this question from Rami Bar Chama, Rabbah said, Amar Rabbah, my kami baile, I don't even understand this question. What's he even saying? Karmelis or Rishus HaYochid kami baile? He's asking about a case of a karmelis to a Rishus HaYochid. The rooftop is considered a karmelis, which we know that you're not allowed to carry from a karmelis to a private domain. And this pillar is considered a private domain because it's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. So of course you're not allowed to carry from the karmelis, from the rooftop to the pillar, which is a private domain. Of course it's going to be prohibited. So how can he even ask this question? So the Gemara says, okay, Rami Bar Chama, Agav Churpe, Lo Iyambe, because he was of his sharpness, he didn't ask the question. He didn't ask the question properly. And so he says, Agav, Rashi says, Agav Churpe, Mahir Beshila, so Lo Iyambe Yafa, because he was so sharp and so quick. He was too quick. Because he was so quick, he didn't properly study the question. And we either had a different question. His question was, Shtei Amos Begag, or Shtei Amos Bachsadra. If you want to take it two Amos from the roof and then walk it two Amos into the Achsadra, which is like the porch in front of the roof. And here too, the commentaries aren't clear. Does it mean the two Amos on the roof of the Achsadra or two Amos on the porch of the Achsadra? That was his basic question. But the interesting part that I'd like to focus on is, what is this idea that because of his charifus, agav churpen lo ayambe, because of his sharpness, he didn't properly analyze the situation. And Rashi points out, the Mesoras HaShas points out that there are three other places in Shas where we see that somebody, because they were so sharp, it caused them to lead to a mistake. It talks about in Bava Metzia, Dav Tzadivav, Bava Basra, 116, and in Nida, 33b. And the Rashbam writes that the reason is because they were engaged in other questions, and therefore they became preoccupied, and so they didn't focus properly. This idea of agav churpe lo ayambe, this idea of because of their sharpness they didn't analyze it properly, we see that in the Rishonim and the medieval commentaries there are several places where, when they want to criticize an earlier rabbi or they disagree, they do it in this respectful way. They start by saying, really, this person is so much smarter than me and greater than me, but because of their sharpness, they didn't properly analyze the situation. Meaning to say they almost outsmarted themselves, or else because they were so sharp, they missed a point. They discussed it before if sometimes it takes you longer to get it, you'll actually know it better. You won't make that mistake. So, however, sometimes it's the opposite. Sometimes the commentaries say, no, the opposite, that because of their sharpness, they sometimes get us distracted. And we don't have to spend our time on sharpness. That sometimes you overthink a matter because you're too clever and you analyze it, and then you come to a situation where it's actually the opposite of the simple approach. And the simple approach is the correct approach. Indeed, the Rivash writes that you don't need to learn all of the questions of Tosos and to go through all of their pilpul, all their different, you know, backs and forths and their fine nuances. He says that, he said he saw many sages with our own eyes that they were getting involved in all these difficult questions of Tosfos, and as a result of this, each little fine point of halacha, they would have mounds and mounds of answers, and as a result of this, they just missed the basic point of the whole topic, and they come up with a backwards law. And so that's what the Rivash says, that sometimes because you're overthinking a situation, you actually will come up with the opposite of the right answer. Indeed, the Maharam Chagiz also writes in Sefer Shtei Lechem, he writes about his brother-in-law, the Pri Chadash, that he said that indeed he is a great rabbi and he's expert and he's brilliant. However, sometimes because he is so sharp and he knows everything so well, he's not as precise. And sometimes he's stricter in a place where he's supposed to be lenient, or lenient in a place where he's supposed to be strict, and where he holds by a singular position. So that's another example. So we have the Rivash and the Maharam Chagiz. And indeed, Rav Moshe Feinstein says a similar thing. Not only, this is just talking in not only about halacha, but in general about life advice. He says that sometimes you'll see a doctor who's such an expert and brilliant doctor, but because this person is so sharp and so brilliant that sometimes they'll make a mistake as a result of their brilliance. So this is the basic idea that sometimes a person who's so smart can make a mistake because they're so smart. They won't be as slow and as deliberate as others, and they'll make a mistake. Agav Chorfe, because of their sharpness, lo ayinba, they won't study it enough.